promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare.
Very happy 2017 to you. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. And today we are talking about the new St. Vincent's Health Centers that are opening up. And we're kind of touching on the same subject we touched on a couple of months ago. But we have an update, so that's really great. Today joining us on the show, we have Kyle Sanders, the President of Population Health and Care Continuum at St. Vincent's Medical Group, as well as Dr. Tucker. He's a family medicine physician by trade. He's worked in ER and urgent cares for many years, and so there's a lot of different topics we can go on with that. My name is Tim Tompkins. The show is produced by Ty Ingram behind the boards, keeping us honest, and the phone lines are open. 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Kyle, Dr. Tucker, thank you so much for coming back on the show today.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
So I guess we'll start off with the four new places. Four. Is it three or is it four?
Three right now.
The three new places that are opening up. The last time that you were on the show, Kyle, we talked about one in Mandarin, one in St. John's, and another one over on the north side. Is that still the case?
That is the case. The only change that we have right now is the one on the north side. The real estate piece that we had that we were looking at there has fallen through. So we're actually reevaluating the sites there. But we are definitely committed to that community and that population there to be able to serve them. So we've begun and actually have some positive prospects for a new spot there.
Okay. Well, what's the timeline for the other ones?
So Mandarin, which is the one we're really excited about because it's the first one that's coming up and opening, is March 17th.
Okay.
Dr. Tucker is going to be our primary physician there. So we're very excited to have him and having him join our family. Again, that center, it's about 15,000 square feet. It's a fantastic building. It's an old Walgreens that we've completely gutted, and it's really looking good. We've got, we're going to have full-time primary care physicians that will be in that building. We're going to have an urgent care that Dr. Tucker is going to be leading a team with, and then we're going to have multiple modalities of diagnostic imaging that are going to be inside the building, x-ray, MRI, CAT scan, ultrasound, and even mammography, so that we can serve patients there without them having to actually go to a hospital to receive imaging and then full laboratory services.
So what can't people do there? Because that kind of sounds like you can do pretty much anything at one of these, right?
We can do pretty much anything on an outpatient basis. Now, obviously, if a patient's sick enough and they need to go to, you know, an inpatient bed because of their clinical condition, then those are the ones that we would definitely want to go to a hospital. And, you know, Dr. Tucker's definitely better versed at this than I am. But, you know, the types of conditions, you know, if you're having chest pain and, you know, heart attack and, you know, multiple broken bones that might need to be repaired, those types of things, we would suggest you go to a full standing emergency department.
Yes, that would be the best.
So anything with chest pain?
Yeah, or if you're having stroke type symptoms, chest pain, anything that might require you to be admitted to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of strokes, just a little bit before we get too much off topic, strokes are the signs and symptoms different for a male than it is a female as far as?
No, they're pretty similar for male and female. It's usually, you know, you may have a headache, you may have some change in vision, you may have some weakness. Patients may feel a little dizzy, but heart attack is sometimes different between a male and female, but strokes are usually about the same, the symptoms.
Yeah, really scary stuff, too. And again, the phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045. Some ER stats. So last year, there were 16.3 million emergency room visits that resulted in hospital admissions. 2.1 million emergency department visits resulted in admission to a critical care unit, and 12% visited them resulted in hospital admission. Talking about what a full service ER is, essentially, like what makes it a more a better option for some people, I guess, for lack of a better word, than going to a straight up hospital.
The you know, depending upon your condition, and again, you know, some of the things that Dr. Tucker talked about that, that you would want to go to a full service ER, what we're creating is an urgent care center, but that not just a, you know, a small, you know, kind of a bumps and bruises type of a clinic, but a full clinic that's got full capability. And especially with all the imaging capabilities that we have there, there's many and most symptoms that a patient would have that we're going to be able to treat there. What we really have taken a stance against are the freestanding emergency departments. You know, we believe that our outpatient urgent care clinics can, again, can manage and take care of most patients' conditions. And I'll let Dr. Tucker talk about those. But if you're beyond that, if your severity of illness gets to a point where you really are feeling like that, that's where you need to go. We recommend you go into a full service emergency department that is attached to a hospital, and that makes a lot more sense. And
are freestanding.
Those freestanding emergency departments that are there. One, if you're that ill and you have the ability that you might need to be admitted, you're going to have to be transferred to a hospital anyway. So it feels like it's both a waste of time, you know, from an urgency standpoint about what might be going on with the patient, but it's also extremely expensive.
Right.
Now, you're talking many thousands of dollars in a differential between going to a freestanding emergency department or going to a clinic. Now, if you need the emergency department, you know, the types of conditions that Dale can talk about.
I mean, our urgent care center will be able to, if you have a headache, we'll be able to CT your head. If you're having belly pain, we'll be able to do a CAT scan of your belly. I mean, we'll have x-rays. If you have an orthopedic injury, we'll be able to x-ray. You'll be able to arrange follow-up for that. But again, there are conditions. I mean, if you're a 50-year-old patient and you have diabetes and you have high blood pressure and you have high cholesterol and you're having chest pain, you should go to an ER that's attached to a hospital. Mm-hmm. And that would be the most appropriate thing. You're more likely to get admitted with that history. So going to a freestanding ER, you're just going to end up being transferred to a hospital.
Now, if something is really serious, because it's all St. Vincent's regardless.
Yes.
It sounds like if somebody were to go to one of the freestanding emergency rooms, that they could, if they needed to go to a hospital, that would be really easy to get them to one, right?
Certainly. If you were to present at one of our urgent care centers, and that's going to happen. I mean, you know, you don't necessarily even know with some of your symptoms sometimes mm-hmm. what the severity of really what's going on. And we need to be able to get you to a hospital and be able to do that quickly. You know, we're going to have our ambulance services close by or even camped out there to where we're able to get you there quickly to be able to maximize the time that we have to be able to begin the treatment.
And our urgent care centers are not considered freestanding ERs. They're not open 24 hours, so that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking so St. Vincent's also does offer urgent care. What kind of conditions are more appropriate for an urgent care than an emergency room?
I mean, we can really generally take care of almost everyone's complaints. I mean, if you have cough, cold, flu, back injury, any orthopedic injuries, you know, if you have abdominal pain, we can take care of abdominal pain. We can do sports physicals. We take care of kids at the urgent care centers. I mean, we can do school physicals for kids. We can do almost anything. As long as, if you have a more life-threatening condition, chest pain, stroke, things like that, those should go to the emergency room.
But now, as far as wait times and things like that, I would think this would be a lot better for the patient.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we will have online check-in, which will make it a lot more effective.
Now, is that the waitathome.com?
That is the waitathomeer.com that we have as part of our online system. That is a system that allows you to go on, and we're obviously we have that today for our three emergency departments at our St. Vincent's, Clay County, Riverside, and Southside hospitals, as well as at our two first care urgent care centers. And that's just a really neat, very quick system online that allows you to go in, put a couple of key indicators about what's going on with you, and then that will tell you, look, I want to go to Clay County Hospital, and I would like to come in at 2:45, and the system will say yes, that will work, or no, you know, it really needs to be 3. And then we've been able, on the vast majority, you know, probably 90% of the time, to be able to meet within 15 minutes the time that's going on with when that patient selects. So we're going to do the same thing to where when you go onto our website, that these new health centers and the urgent care centers are going to have that capability. So it's really nice because it makes it a little bit more convenient rather than hanging out and camping in a waiting room.
Yeah, no one really prefers that, especially when you're not really feeling well. Also, I would think one of the benefits of the waitathomeer.com is that you're also not going to be stuck in a waiting room with a lot of people that aren't healthy and are sick. And,
absolutely.
And it probably helps alleviate some of the spreading of the germs with that, I would think, right?
Absolutely.
And sort of a even with our urgent care centers, we will, if you're a St. Vincent patient, if you're a St. Vincent's cardiology patient, if you're seen in our urgent care, if you're a family medicine patient at St. Vincent's, we will have access to all of your records.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be able to pull up anything you've had done at St. Vincent's, anything you've had done with your primary care physician, anything you've had done with any specialist in the St. Vincent system.
Which has to make the process of the care faster and...
Yeah, sort of eliminates ordering tests that aren't needed and repeating stuff that we don't need to repeat.
And that's got to save some costs too, I would think, right?
It is. It saves costs for the patient. It saves it for the system. And so, I mean, that's one of the ways that we want to try to create more value and more value for the patient themselves, more value for the insurance company and or your employer, you know, and we want to be able to do that because, first of all, you don't ever want to perform another test or another diagnostics on a patient that's not needed. I mean, and that's in the best interest of the patient, but it also reduces that. You know, we've had some really neat stories where we've had patients that had been in the emergency department and then had a workup and a test and they were referred to their primary care physician. And then a couple of days later, they go in, they do their follow-up visit, and then they see that there were a couple of diagnostic imaging tests, a CT and an X-ray, and the physician was actually able to pull that up, look at the image online, look at the report from the radiologist, and not duplicate that, but immediately go into starting to create the treatment plan for the patient. So it's been phenomenal. It reduces the time that's in there, and you know, instead of reordering that and having them have to go through it, and then you're not even beginning the treatment plan.
I can only imagine. So my primary care is through Dr. Wesley Mills at
yes.
St. Vincent's, and wonderful guy. Yes. Which, by the way, if you're looking for a primary care, he is amazing, and he's extremely popular too. A lot of people really love to go see him. But I can only imagine that if you do need to go to one of these freestanding emergency rooms or just a regular ER, that's got to make the whole process so much easier. For really everybody involved, but for somebody that is going to be visiting one of these freestanding emergency rooms, what should they have prepared ahead of time? Is there anything that they can do online that can help expedite the process?
I don't know, other than maybe checking in. I'm not sure.
The waiting home ER, the primary thing for that is just it gives the staff that's there. We call it chief complaint, but you know it's what's going on. You know, what is your primary issue that you want some resolution of? And it already has everybody prepared. The other, you know, so that's the main thing that's there so that when you walk in the door, they already know your name. They already know that. Everything else from there kind of needs to be hands-on and touching the patient at that point. But the other really cool thing about the way the system works is there's definitely key words that's going to kick you out. You know, and there's going to be things, you know, if you put in, you know, Dr. Strucker said this a minute ago, if you put in something related to chest pain as an example, and that's your chief complaint, it's going to immediately stop the process.
Right. And send you to the correct.
And say, please call 911 now.
Anytime you have chest pain, that's
So things of that nature.
Do they add their own health information in that system?
We're not doing that at this point. And I think the primary reason that we created the system and the way the mechanism works for just putting in a few pieces of data is we wanted to make it simple. You know, we could capture that. We can get your workup started when you're in the room,
right,
and then have some of the health information, insurance information, all of that kind of done later while we're waiting on some of the test results to come back. So that makes it much quicker, just a few clicks, and then you're there, and then you know your appointment time.
All right. So I definitely use waitathomeer.com. It was incredibly useful to me. But as far as the primary care centers that you guys are going to be opening, how did you choose? So you're saying the one in Mandarin that's opening up March 17th, you have one in St. John's, another one over on the north side. How did you choose which sides of town that you really wanted to concentrate those on?
So we did what I would call really exhaustive data search. And so we looked at, you know, where the population was, where we already had centers, be it another urgent care, one of our other primary care offices, and where we felt like that there was a need in the community and in the area. And again, looking and knowing, okay, our patients tend to come from zip code XYZ, mm-hmm. Or multiple zip codes, or, you know, maybe in some cases we have a deficit in that area because it's kind of a combination of both. And maybe we're not serving that part of the community as well as we should. So using that type of data, knowing, you know, is there, you know, good drive times and ability for patients to be able to get there and to be able to manage that. And it's an area that we either need to serve better or we haven't been serving at all. And so that's how we prioritized. And that's why both Mandarin Northside and St. John's County in the area that we're at there on County Road 210 came up first. Then we can talk about, you know, maybe in one of the other segments, we have seven more coming.
Do you really?
In the next couple of years.
Oh, wow,
and so
that's
we
exciting.
Could touch on that a little bit,
sure.
Which is the exact same process. So it would be the next priority.
Well, stay with us. We have a lot of time here left on Ask the Doctor, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. We have Kyle Sanders here in the studio as well as Dr. Tucker. The phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Stay with us.
Reality TV star is our next president. Going Live is taking over social media. And the Cubs, yes, the Cubs, win the World Series.
The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
Did hell freeze over? Whatever happens in 2017, you'll hear about it here. Jacksonville's breaking news headquarters is News 104.5 WOKV.
100 years ago, the Daughters of Charity founded the hospital that would eventually become St. Vincent's. They began serving the sick and the poor with a dedication that never wavered. Their commitment to providing the highest level of care to all would help shape our future. In time, our expertise grew from performing the area's first open-heart surgery to replacing more knees than nearly every other hospital in Florida. And our new collaboration with Mayo Clinic will soon bring world-class cancer care to our Riverside campus. 100 years ago, our founders dedicated themselves to caring for everyone. And now, as an integrated health system with three hospitals and over 50 locations, we will continue to serve our community for generations to come. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
I am Dr. Brian Shapiro of Mayo Clinic with a tip from the American Heart Association. Do you know even small improvements to your health can make a huge difference in your heart and your life? Want to find out what your heart score is? Visit heart.org/mylifecheck. Life is why.
Find the true value of your home when you log on. Homevalue.com.
3, 2, 1. It's Mattress One's New Year's Buy One, Get One sale. Buy one mattress and get one free. Like this Sealy Queen set for just $5.99 and get one free. Find your perfect Tempur-Pedic starting at $29 per month. Then add a Premier Lifestyle base and get a $500 gift. And more great deals on memory foam pillows, mattress protectors, and headboards. Plus zero interest till 2022 or no credit needed. 100-day easy payoff. Visit MattressOne.com to find a store near you.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Starting off with chilly temperatures out there, and they will only get colder as we head through the day. It is a 5 on the WOKV weather meter for the chilly temperatures and the cloudy skies. You can expect clouds to stick with us through most of the day, and then tonight you can expect clearing with lows in the 20s and 30s. There is a freeze warning in effect for Duval County until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Starting January 9th on News 104.5 WOKV, our programming lineup will change.
This is Brian Kilmeade. You'll hear me every weekday morning at 9 a.m. live for 1 hour.
And this is Herman Cain. You'll hear me every weekday morning from 10 to noon.
Starting January 9th, Kilmeade at 9, Cain at 10, Rush at noon, Hannity at 3. This is News 104.5 WOKV.
For sticking with us. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Each and every single Saturday, it is a free hour of medical advice. There's no reason not to tune in. Take advantage of these guys donating their time coming into the studio. The phone lines are open. 904-340-1045. Kyle Sanders, the president of Population Health and Care Continuum, a very long title, by the way.
Yes, it is.
The business card.
8.5 by 11. Right. Yeah, it's a big card.
We also have Dr. Tucker here in the studio with us. He's a family medicine physician by trade, but he's also worked in ERs and urgent cares for many, many years. And so what we are talking about today is that St. Vincent's is opening up three new, what I'm hearing is many more than three.
Yes, sir.
But three in the near future health centers. And Kyle was telling me a bit over the commercial break about what these are. So it kind of sounds like a little hospital all in one.
Sure. You want to, you know, I use the term when I was talking to you about that, you know, what we would really like, and there's actually a, you know, I guess a regulatory term for, you know, a patient-centered medical home, but I really like that term home. We want to think about a medical home for a patient. And I'm averaging, but, you know, what we would like to see is for most patients, 70% of everything you would ever need can be done inside this building. So your primary care physician is there, and you want that to be your primary partner in any and all things that go on with your health. And so if he needs to order your annual mammogram, we have mammogram and we have those capabilities that are inside that center. If it's after hours and your doctor's office is closed, we still have the after hours urgent care that's there in the event that you have a need that you might need to present for that. On and on and on, those different types of things. We want to be able to do that. We're actually, you know, once we get open and we get running and our patients are there, we want to be able to hold forums in there for education, be it, you know, a group of patients that might have diabetes. And we could do diabetes education or different, you know, bring in our dietitians that do a really good job to talk about healthy eating and heart smart type of programs. So just an incredible center that really is going to be able to serve that entire part of the community close to their home. And without having to go and navigate, you know, the parking lots and the walking in and everything that goes with a hospital.
They're huge. I mean, you got to find a parking garage. And sometimes, depending on what you're having done, it's not so easy to necessarily make it back up to the parking garage after you're done. If you have to pick somebody up, you're waiting in that little area right there. And there's, you know, people trying to get in and out. Are there other, I guess not buildings, but are there other medical homes like this that St. Vincent's already has running, or was this modeled after something else? Or
this was modeled after some other centers. You know, we're part of Ascension Health, which is a nationwide company, and some other centers that we had looked for them. We don't have anything of this magnitude. I think, you know, probably the closest thing we have is we have our family medicine residency program. And within their building, they have pretty decent capabilities. But even with them, they have limited imaging. You know, because the patients are we're right across the street from the Riverside Hospital, so they would need to go over there and do that. So really, this will be our first foray into a full comprehensive center like that into the community. And I'm actually unaware, Dale, are you, of any other centers that look like that within the Jacksonville area that allows us to provide that service?
No. And the great thing about even the urgent care is that we will also be able to perform lab work, which most urgent cares don't do lab
right.
work.
So. Extremely handy when you need it done. So you're going to be at the Mandarin location, right?
Yes.
And so since this is sort of the first of its kind anyway for St. Vincent's here in Jacksonville that are opening up, I would assume that this isn't necessarily something that you've really done before in this sort of role. What are the challenges that you're really looking forward to with them?
Sort of I think it's the whole idea of making everything really easy for the patient. I mean, that was what excited me about taking this job, is that putting the family medicine center, putting the urgent care center, and putting the imaging all in one place. I mean, I've been in private practice doing primary care for the last 5 years, and sort of when you send your patient for imaging, it gets scheduled like 3 days later.
Right.
I mean, it's very complicated, and we want to minimize all that complication. We want to make it easy for the patient.
Depending on what they're getting done, the whole process can take like a month.
Yeah. And, right. and you know, if patients are happy, then it's much easier for us to be better providers, especially when they're happy with us and the system is working. So that's what we're looking for, is mm-hmm. to have happy patients.
And so you hit the ground running, yes. March 17th?
March 17th.
March 17th. Yes, sir.
And that's exciting. That is really coming up. As far as just a silly question, but you know, whatever. Geographical wise, like how what's the size comparison to a hospital that something like this is?
Oh, much smaller. This building is right of around 15,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The St. John's County one that we're building, that one's not an existing building. We're actually building it from the ground up as a brand new building. It's about 20,000 square feet, and you're talking 900,000 square feet for a decent sized hospital.
It seems like this could be something really great for students too.
Absolutely, be a great place for them to rotate through.
the Ornish Reversal Program. Maybe they could do that there.
Yes.
So nowadays. But we got plenty of time coming up. This cue music means that we need to take a break. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Kyle Sanders and Dr. Tucker here in the studio with me. Your Fox News update, as well as a look at the roads with Nate Schrow coming up next.
Never miss a moment.
Just to see what's going on in my backyard.
Jacksonville's breaking news headquarters is News 104.5 WOKV.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu, the brother of the Florida airport shooting suspect, questioning why Esteban Santiago was allowed to keep his gun after U.S. authorities knew he'd become increasingly paranoid and was hearing voices.
Charges could be announced this afternoon. Santiago's accused of flying from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale with a plan, pack his 9mm handgun in his luggage, check that luggage, fly, and then upon arrival, walk to baggage claim, get his gun, and load it, and start shooting.
Fox's Phil Keating, 6 people hospitalized, 5 people killed.
Including Terry Andres, 62 years old, from Virginia Beach, traveling with his wife of 40 years, prepared to go on a cruise.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the president-elect renewing his call for warmer relations with Russia a day after a declassified report on Russian efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, Jacksonville, this is Brian Kilmeade, and starting January 9th, you'll hear me for 1 hour every weekday from 9 until 10 a.m. And at 10, my friend Herman Cain takes you to Jacksonville's News at Noon. I'll see you January 9th at 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV.
At St. Vincent's, we have a long-standing tradition of serving everyone in the community, stretching all the way back to 1916. When the Daughters of Charity started what would eventually become our Riverside campus. They worked tirelessly, caring for those who struggled most. Today, that tradition lives on. Our mobile outreach ministry serves as doctor's offices on wheels, providing free care to migrant workers, families, and underserved school children in our region. Our medical mission at home brings care and compassion to the homeless and working poor, restoring hope and healing to our neglected neighbors. And our mobile mammography unit logs thousands of miles each year, delivering life-saving mammograms to thousands of women. For 100 years, we've proudly worked in the spirit of our founders, ensuring that the health needs of our entire community are met. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Hi, this is David Garrard. As a former professional football player and owner of Retro Fitness, I realize the importance of health and fitness. That's why I'm inviting you to join me at the Jack's Health and Fitness Expo at UNF. This is a free event for the community and a great way to get your health and fitness advice from professionals, including learning more about Mayor Curry's Million Pound Challenge initiative for North Florida. The start to a healthier you is on Saturday, January 21st at the Jack's Health and Fitness Expo. I'll see you there.
Find out more at jackshealthexpo.com. Sponsored by UF Health.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Today is a 5 on the WOKV weather meter, and temperatures are going to continue to drop all the way down into the 40s this evening and then eventually into the 20s and 30s overnight tonight. You can expect clouds to stick around, but for the most part, rain is done. There is a freeze warning in effect in Duval County until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
There is nothing slowing you down. Leaving the south side on the East Beltway north from JTB over the Dance Point Bridge up to Hexter is 11 minutes. And leaving St. John's on I-95 North, 6 minutes will take you from County Road 210 up to Old St. Augustine. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Nate Stroh.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
Appreciate you sticking with us. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. Today in the studio with me, I have Kyle Sanders, the president of Population Health and Care Continuum at St. Vincent's Medical Group, as well as Dr. Tucker. He's a family medicine physician, and he's also worked in ERs and urgent cares for many, many years now. Not that many. You're a very young man yourself.
Thank you.
But at least 5 or 6, probably closer to 10, but at least 5 or 6. So well-versed in your trade, sir. Phone lines lines are open, 904-340-1045, 904-340-1045. My name's Tim Tompkins, producing the show behind the boards, keeping us honest, Mr. Ty Ingram back there. And so we are talking about the new St. Vincent's Health Centers that are going to be opening up, and we're going to spend a lot more time doing that through the rest of the course of the program. But one of the ways that St. Vincent's like to create value for the patient is on things like an accountable care organization. And so I guess, Kyle, this question is for you. What exactly is an ACO?
So an ACO was originally created, you know, when we did the full passage of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. But there were some really neat provisions of the bill that created another arm of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services called the Innovations Group. And the group created ways to try to change the way we're delivering care and really put the patient back in the center of what we're doing and trying to create value and trying, you know, even some of the stuff Dr. Tucker was talking about just with our systems where we don't duplicate tests. It's things that we can do that hit on, we call it the quadruple aim. And that's really what it amounts to. Improve the experience for the patient, which we haven't done a good job as a system. Improve the experience for our providers because we've created so much junk and paperwork and regulatory stuff that they're starting to lose interest, but also really change quality and really improve the quality for the patient at the same time of reducing the cost. So an accountable care organization goes and it makes me responsible. So we have St. Vincent's Accountable Care Organization, and we call it St. Vincent's Accountable Care. And so what we do with that is we actually have full responsibility for everything that goes on with the patient. And if you think about traditionally, the only thing I really have had responsibility for historically is either what might happen in a physician's office if it's one of our physicians, or what happens in a hospital. If they leave, if they go get drugs, if we prescribe things that are very expensive they can't afford, not my problem. I mean, we care about our patients, but I'm not obligated for them. I don't care financially what happens once they get outside the doors. And that's the way the system was driven. Now it's going and saying, how can you bring and connect the dots on everything that goes on with this patient? So it's not just when something comes up and they need care or surgery inside of a hospital, or something that happens within their cardiologist office or their primary care, or if they need to go to a rehab center and you know, therapy the knee that they got replaced or things of that nature. It ties all of those things together. It creates processes where all of the physicians and all of the caregivers talk to each other. Again, I always love connect the dots. Every single one of those things should be connecting the dots on those. And then we look at that and we look at data and we say, how can we improve this? What can we do to make sure if you have been in the hospital, you don't bounce back? Because I consider that a failure. If a patient's been in the hospital and we don't make them prepared to go home, we've actually failed by allowing them to come back. So all of those things are analyzed. And, you know, we did an initial 3-year window for us, which was calendar years 14, 15, and 16. It takes a while to get the data, but in calendar year 15, we were the 10th best accountable care organization out of, I think it was about 350 in the entire country, not by size, but on percentage savings from the baseline, from where we originally were. So we were the 10th best in the entire country percentage-wise in saving cost. And that one's just on cost. And using the quality metrics that they held us accountable for, we had a 93% quality rating compared to some of our baseline numbers, which were probably in about the 60 or 70s.
So these new health centers that St. Vincent's is opening then, and how it really ties into being an accountable care organization must just be extremely exciting. I'm thinking the last time I went and saw my primary care, it's not his fault, but I had to go get tests over here. When I had to get some rehab done on my finger, I had to drive to Riverside to see Southeast Orthopedic Specialist. Whereas these health centers, it sounds like that's all basically going to be right in the same place.
We're going to try to provide the vast majority of that in one building. That's exactly right. And one of those is, you know, it's the patient's desire to continue the treatment plan when it becomes so inconvenient.
Right. It made me not want to.
Right. And you're like, I don't really care. I'm feeling good now. Do I really need the therapy?
Right.
And then you don't. Uh-huh. And then what could happen is a complication becomes a bigger burden on you. So it's a bad quality indicator. And it becomes more, you know, more expensive because you might have to have another surgery or, you know, start back over, get an infection. And now we've got to get you on a course of antibiotics, whatever it is. You know,
your broken those different finger things. Doesn't heal right.
Your broken finger doesn't heal right. You're pointing to the left instead of straight
right.
ahead.
Yeah, and I think as primary care physicians, you know, our patients have you know, an endocrinologist, they have a heart doctor, they have a orthopedic surgeon. So the idea is to not repeat tests, x-rays that have already been done. You know, it sort of the insurance companies, you know, we do multiple thyroid panels and then they get a bill where the insurance company didn't pay for the thyroid panel, and it's because we both did the lab work instead of just knowing, looking at the information and not repeating it.
Mm-hmm. How many primary care physicians will be at each one of these health centers?
So in Mandarin, there'll be two.
Two in the urgent care, and then we're going to have three primary cares in the primary care side. And it's going to be, I believe this is right, I believe it's going to be four at St. John's because it's a little bit bigger space.
And how do you decide on which physicians get that title? Because it seems like from the perspective of a doctor, that would be the place you would want to be.
Absolutely. So what I set up is a process on who would pay me the most cash personally.
Right.
And so I feel like it was a lottery, and as long as you're willing to get – no, I'm kidding.
I mean, that's why I have Ariel Wysocki here in the studio shadowing, that she handed me $50
right.
for the show.
I'm always open for that process. You know what? I wish I could tell you that there was a perfect – science behind how we picked that, but every one of them stands alone. So, for example, in the Mandarin location, all of the physicians that are moving into that one at this time are going to be new. So they're new recruits that have not been a part of our system, either with another system within town, or we've recruited them from outside of town. And we've been really fortunate lately to have some phenomenal recruiting and get new physicians that have come on. The one in St. John's, we're actually moving three of our physicians over there plus one new recruit. Mm-hmm. So everyone's a little bit different because it didn't make sense that one of our offices that was there close, that they'd be right next to each other. And so we're going to relocate them there and then potentially use that other site for maybe some specialty services. So everyone kind of stands on its own on how we analyze what we're going to do there. And all kidding aside, some of the physicians have come to us and said, I really would like to be a part of the new center. Can we talk about my practice moving from its current location there? And obviously we're very open to being able to do that.
Oh, I'm sure they have. I mean, it seems like from a physician standpoint, it's really the cat's meow on that. But we should probably go ahead and take a phone call because the show is all about you, 904-340-1045. We have Linda in Arlington. Thank you so much for calling in to Ask the Doctor. What can we do for you, Linda?
Well, I went to the doctor initially, and they said that I had allergies, and they gave me, you know, prescriptions for that, and then they got worse, and now they told me to stop taking medication, and I have ringing in the ears. And it's like driving me crazy.
Are you currently taking any medications now?
No, they told me to stop on December 21st, and today's January 7th, so I've stopped the medication that long length of time and still have the ringing in the ears.
Do you remember if they placed you on an antihistamine? Maybe something like Zyrtec or Allegra or Claritin?
It was like Flonase, the nasal drops.
Yes, ma'am.
But the prescription, and then the Montelukast.
That's an allergy medicine. Probably the ringing in your ears is probably from fluid from the leftover cold symptoms. I would probably give your doctor a call back, but I think until then you could take a little Claritin and antihistamine that might dry some of that fluid up.
Mm-hmm. I have an appointment back like February the 1st, so I can't get back in until then. But listening to your program, is there any way I could switch over to you guys that sound like you have more appropriate, maybe diagnostic information for a patient?
Of course.
Okay, and how would I get in touch with you?
Linda,
is this Dr. Tucker?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to actually be working in our urgent care center, so I won't be one of the primary care physicians, but we can definitely get you in touch with one of our primary care physicians that's going to be working in this.
Linda, if you don't mind, we can put you on hold, and our producer, Ty, can go ahead and get your information. And later on today or on Monday morning, Kyle or Dr. Tucker or somebody can from St. Vincent's can go ahead and give you a call. Will that work for you?
That sounds fine.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. Again, the phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Again, that's 904-340-1045, which actually, Linda, just kind of segue into my next question. Somebody that's really interested in one of these care centers, because they sound wonderful, that maybe wants to go there for their primary care, how can they find out more information about this?
So jackshealth.com is our primary website, and really got to give a lot of shout out to our marketing communication team, because they do a phenomenal job. And that website's very easy to navigate. It also has a link even on our jackshealth.com to the Weighted Home ER. If you can't remember that and you want to say, I need to go click that, you know, waiting website, you can always go to that for the St. Vincent's primary website. And then you can easily there's a Find a Doctor tab that's on there. You can go and start clicking if you want to pick specifically related to looking at, you know, St. Vincent's primary care, and there's a spot there for you to click and to be able to find a physician that's in your area, whether that's up some place that you prefer to have that's closer to your home or closer to where you work or wherever it is. And so you can do that and then just immediately put the number, you know, the numbers are there and you can call there and get an appointment and get in. We're doing a much better job. And again, it's one of those things to improve in the system. But we're doing a much better job of creating open spots every single day for patients to be able to get in, so that it's just not, it's full. I can't get in till February, like they were talking about. But we're trying to create open spots for new patients to be able to access our system every single day in all of our practices.
March 17th.
Yes. March 17th.
So the appointment's already starting to get booked out for that, or?
We have not done that at this point.
No.
So we're probably still another 30 days or more before we'll start setting up the schedule and having that ready to roll.
And obviously the site's built and everything, right?
We are actually still under construction, but we're in the final stage. Obviously, we're on the sprint stage at this point. And March 17th is my boss's date, so I promise you we're going to hit it.
Okay, right.
That's his birthday.
As far as maybe one of those time-lapse photos, I'm really interested in seeing how, you know, from ground up, how this all started. You guys, have you been running one of those time-lapse photography things so we can put it on the
website? I think we did. I know that there were quite a few pictures. I don't remember seeing one. Do you know?
The practice management, they had some pictures where they were showing me pictures all along and the sheetrock going up and stuff like that. So they have some pictures.
All right. Well, and again, phone lines are open, 904-340-1045. Kyle Sanders and Dr. Tucker are our guests today, and we are talking about the new St. Vincent's Health Centers that are opening up, one in Mandarin, which is opening up here shortly in March, another one down in St. John's, County Road 210, and then one on the north side. And then, Kyle, you were mentioning another 7-8 or so in the Jacksonville area. Are these going to replace hospitals?
These are not.
Okay.
But what we do want is we want patients to receive the level of service that's appropriate for their condition. And for the vast majority of everything goes on with you, that is not a hospital. So the hospitals are still going to be needed. You're still, you know, you're going to deliver a baby in a hospital. That's going to continue to be there for that. You're going to continue when a patient has open heart surgery, on and on and on, those different things. So they still have a great need and they have a great place. But that should not be where you select your primary care, using the emergency department as your primary care physician. You should do that in a medical home somewhere. So we're really excited about making sure that we can bring it out into the community where the patients actually live.
So, Dr. Tucker, this is obviously new for you, this new role that you're about to start. You know, how really does that change over from what you have been doing to what you will be doing?
It doesn't change a whole lot, to be honest. I take care of a lot of orthopedics and injuries in my practice and stuff. So, and I was in the ER at St. Vincent's for 10 years. So, but I think, again, the most exciting thing is sort of the what's going to be the continuity of care for the patient and having everything under one roof. And I think this is going to be great for us and great for the patient.
So what are some of the challenges you're most looking forward to facing with anything like this? Because it seems almost revolutionary as far as
probably for me care. The technological part,
right?
The medical records, electronic mm-hmm. medical records, and putting all that stuff together. So
you look like you're good at technology. Mm-hmm. What, 35, 36, right around my age.
Thank you. No, 52.
Oh well, you know, afterwards, if you want to go play some ball, you know, we'll see. We have a phone call. Let's go ahead and take it, Richard, over by the beaches. Thank you so much for calling in, man.
How you doing, Doc? I just got a question. I've had double bypass, and I've had several stents, and now the Baptist team is telling me I got a blockage on the back side of my heart, It's about 90% blocked. There's nothing else they can do for me. Is there anything that anybody could do?
I would probably, I mean, we could give you some numbers afterwards to talk to some of the guys at St. Vincent's. I think it's always good to get a second opinion. I don't know that I have enough information to tell you that there's obviously something someone could do, but I think a second opinion never hurts.
Okay.
And we'd be happy to get you in with the St. Vincent's cardiologist for a second look.
Awesome.
All right. So, Richard, if you want to stay on hold right there, our producer, Ty, is going to go ahead and get your information. We're coming up on a break. We do have one segment left here on Ask the Doctor. So if you want to go ahead and get a phone call in, 904-340-1045. Kyle Sanders and Dr. Tucker are our guests on today's program. The show is produced by Ty Ingram. Stay with us.
I listen for traffic updates.
WOKV team traffic.
I like that.
Jacksonville's most frequent traffic reports all day long.
Even if it does interrupt, it lets me know where there's problems in the area.
On News 104.5 WOKV.
100 years ago, the Daughters of Charity founded the hospital that would eventually become St. Vincent's. They began serving the sick and the poor with a dedication that never wavered. Their commitment to providing the highest level of care to all would help shape our future. In time, our expertise grew from performing the area's first open heart surgery to replacing more knees than nearly every other hospital in Florida. And our new collaboration with Mayo Clinic will soon bring world-class cancer care to our Riverside campus. 100 years ago, our founders dedicated themselves to caring for everyone. And now, as an integrated health system with 3 hospitals and over 50 locations, we will continue to serve our community for generations to come. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, and if you still need to refinance your mortgage, the time is now. Call RP Funding before the Fed has a chance to raise interest rates again at their January meeting. Whether you're looking to lower your monthly payment or cash out the equity in your home, we're here to help. Refinance now before the Fed meeting while rates are still good, and I'll pay all your closing costs. Call RP Funding at 855-773-8634. That's 855-773-8634.
NMLS 1166.
2017 is your chance for a new, healthier you. The Jax Health and Fitness Expo is a free event featuring businesses from area health and fitness fields offering free expert advice and free health screenings to help you transform your life in 2017. Come out and make the commitment to lose weight and learn about Mission 1 Million, Mayor Lenny Curry's program committed to Jacksonville losing 1 million pounds. Bring the kids and take part in the Kids Sports Zone featuring activities with area pro sports teams. Get info on everything from healthy eating to sleep apnea to sports medicine. Visit JaxHealthExpo.com to learn more about who will be on site. You'll be able to talk with experts in the healthcare and fitness world in a no-pressure environment. Plus, register to win some great prizes while you're there. It's a free event at the University of North Florida, located on the Student Union, Saturday, January 21st. Visit JaxHealthExpo.com for more details on this event, including all the great vendors that'll be on site to help you transform in 2017. That's JaxHealthExpo.com. This event is sponsored by UF Health.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
Starting off with chilly temperatures out there, and they will only get colder as we head through the day. It is a 5 on the WOKV weather meter for the chilly temperatures and the cloudy skies. You can expect clouds to stick with us through most of the day, and then tonight you can expect clearing with lows in the 20s and 30s. There is a freeze warning in effect for Duval County until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Aaron Clanahan for News 104.5 WOKV.
Starting January 9th on News 104.5 WOKV, our programming lineup will change.
This is Brian Kilmeade. You'll hear me every weekday morning at 9 a.m. live for 1 hour.
And this is Herman Cain. You'll hear me every weekday morning from 10 to noon.
Starting January 9th, Kilmeade at 9, Cain at 10, Rush at noon, Hannity at 3. This is News 104.5 WOKV.
Listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV, brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. In the studio today, Kyle Sanders, the president of Population Health and Care Continuum over at St. Vincent's Medical Group, as well as Dr. Tucker. He is a family physician who is going to be heading up the new healthcare center in Mandarin. And the show's all about you. It's all about your phone calls. So let's go straight to the phone lines. Mimi by the beaches, thank you so much for calling in. What can we do for you?
Hi, I just moved here literally this week, and I'm relocating to the Mid-Atlantic, where I had a very comprehensive one-building healthcare system similar to what you're describing. The saddest part of my leaving Baltimore was that I was going to lose that. And I was very concerned about finding new medical care. I am so excited that you are doing this. I can't say enough good things about that kind of system and what it can do for patients. So I just want to say, to cheer you on and let people know to look at this seriously. It is a phenomenal type of healthcare.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that.
I know. I haven't heard of anything like this before doing these. This is now the second time that Kyle's been on. But, it sounds awesome.
I had everything from mental health care to, personal physicians to cardiac care. They even had a vision center after a while.
Oh, neat.
And another location had a dental center. So as your system expands, hopefully you can also do that same thing. I could go to the doctor, go downstairs and get my lab work, go online and check my lab work later, the next day usually. My prescriptions were all there. They had a pharmacy. I could refill them online. Everything was in one place. All my doctors knew what each other were doing.
That's great. How long have you been in Jacksonville?
About 4 days.
Ah, nice. You should... it's going to be a couple of months before we open the clinic in Mandarin, but the St. Vincent Family Medicine Center that is located across from the hospital can provide sort of similar services. I think you should give those guys
great.
A call.
Thanks for doing this, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mimi.
Really appreciate that phone call. You are listening to Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. So we're talking a little bit earlier on in the program about 45 minutes or so ago, but really, what's the difference between an urgent care and a freestanding ER?
So a freestanding emergency department really is an extension in an off-site place of an existing emergency department from a hospital. The issues that I have with them and Dr. Tucker and I were talking about earlier is that the vast majority of something you would need on an outpatient basis in case you have some kind of an urgent need can be handled with an urgent care. And the main difference between those two things is the price point. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the billing and what your insurance company has, and then your own personal piece of that can be many thousands of dollars difference. And for the exact same treatment, why are you paying many thousands of dollars of difference for doing that? Now, that being said, that's why we are going to continue, and we have really well-run, full-service emergency departments that are attached to all three of our hospitals. And, Dr. Tucker was talking about some of the conditions that you would go there for.
Yeah, if you're having chest pain or complaints like that and you have risk factors for heart disease, I think, going to a freestanding ER when you're going to need to be admitted to a hospital can even be a delay in care sometimes because you have to be transferred.
Now, as far as cutting costs for the patient, because I feel like if you're talking about medical care, everyone wants the best health care.
Yes.
We also want not necessarily the lowest price, but the reasonable cost for the amount of health care that we're receiving. And, so many people that have medical bills that, frankly, they're just never going to be paid off. As far as these new St. Vincent's Health Centers, how does that really help combat the cost of health care?
So it does it in a couple of ways. The biggest way that it does it is establishing your relationship with your primary care physician. And taking advantage of the fact that we will have that primary care physician that's located in that health center, really establishing a relationship and having that person be your partner in the center of everything that you do. And that, number one, will prevent duplication or unforeseen complications.
All right. Well, I can't wait for the new one.
Thanks, Tim.
So it's going to be March 17th in Mandarin.
Yes, sir.
All right. Kyle Sanders, Dr. Tucker, thank you both so much for coming.